Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Bring them out. Kickoff is just moments away for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Up next, first quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Next one, your choice.
Tails. This is a tails. Saskatchewan has won the toss. You want to defer?
I'll take the ball.
You want the football? Which way are you going to kick, guys? So, switch.
So the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have won the toss. They're going to defer to the second half, which is absolutely prudent. The Bombers will take the ball. The Riders have decided they will work from south to north in this one. The coin toss brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ND Look Online Auction. Thanks to the Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and the Williston Basin International Airport. Luke, 90 seconds for your three keys to the game, sir.
I won't even take that long. This is an exciting day. Here's the first one. Zero turnovers. Not one. No interceptions, no fumbles, and no third down and goal turnovers. Can't have them at all. Second one, win the field position. Both of these teams are elite cover units when it comes to the kick game. As a matter of fact, neither one of these teams has let over four 30-yard returns go all year. Got to be better than the Bombers in that area. And the third one is start fast. This team, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, has not played a meaningful down in 42 days. If you're going to jump on anybody, you got to jump on them now, because if there is rust in Winnipeg, they'll have to knock it off in the first 8 minutes of the game.
Luke Mulder's three keys to the game brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems. Expect the best. Terrible singer, but it's going to be great.
Yes, you are.
When we're singing the praises of the Riders in the fourth quarter, because Luke, you say if it's close in the fourth, advantage Riders.
Yeah, if it's close in the fourth, I think that puts the Riders with the advantage, because that's the situation the Riders have been playing in for the last 6 weeks, right? I mean, they've had to be the ultimate hunters. They've only eaten what they can kill. And today, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are in their face, standing in the way of a great cup trip to Hamilton.
The Riders in all white, white tops, white pants, obviously green helmets, moving right to left. The Bombers, blue jerseys, gold pants, moving left to right. Bombers will start with the kick, with the ball, after the Riders won the opening coin toss. Revenge for 2019 is on the plate. The Bombers, one in Saskatchewan, the Riders with a chance to win in Winnipeg. Lawther's kickoff, Janarian Grant from his 10. Upfield to the 20, bends back, 25. He's going to bubble outside, breaks a man, 30, 35. Janarian Grant rolling, forced out of bounds by Keenan LaFrance and Brett Lawther. Good return from Grant. The Bombers will go first and 10.
Yeah, but right away, GT, you're looking at your three keys, and this is one of the opportunities that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders had to bury the team deep. Winnipeg's going to start this drive on their 40.
The defense for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Jonathan Woodard and A.C. Leonard at the ends. Leonard missed practice this week with a hip injury. We'll see how he is. Micah Johnson, Mac Henry in the middle. The linebackers, Deion Lacey, Nigel Harris, Ailey Buka. The back five, Nick Marshall, Ed Gainey, Luchez Purifoy, Damon Webb, Jeremy Clark. It's Andrew Harris. The first play of the game is a carry from him, wrestled down by A.C. Leonard after a gain of four. Nigel Harris, the first man in there.
Going to be interesting to see what type of pitch count Andrew Harris is on right off the bat here. I like the approach, though, from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It's cold out here. The wind swirling down in the ball. In the bowl. See if they can get some yards on the ground. They do. Second and five here, DT.
They'll go back to a five-receiver set with Darvin Adams and Kenny Lawler into the right. Four-man rush. Kolaris looking back to the right. It's Darvin on a little outbreaking pass into Ryder territory before he's tackled by Nick Marshall. down to the Rider 53, and that is a Bombers first down.
Saskatchewan looks like it comes out in a zone here, and Darvin Adams sneaks out into the flat. He runs a 5 yard out, and Caleros finds him. Really nobody around him. And the Bombers start this drive off well with a first down.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Opening drive of the game. First down, Bombers. Riders bringing four. Caleros to throw across the middle. It's Lawler spinning catch and down to the 40-yard line. That'll be good for another Bombers first down.
Nice little pitch and catch here. Quick slant from Kenny Lawler. And Zach Caleros puts it right in between three defenders wearing green and white. Lawler goes to the ground immediately. But again, the Bombers moving the sticks early.
Staying in this five-receiver set. And they're going to continue. It's been working for them so far. They get a quick start to this one. It's Harris. Big hole up the middle. Harris down to the 30 where he's whomped by Ailey Buka. Oh, Buka laid a shoulder on him. That's still a big gain for Harris and another Bombers first down.
Well, this is probably worst case scenario start for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Here, they're running a Bomber that's a wide receiver across the formation, but Andrew Harris finds the hole right up the gut. And the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have been playing a little bit tougher in the middle in that interior, and that was a huge hole that they exposed.
A line change for the Bombers' defense is Anthony Lanier. Keon Adams comes in at linebacker, and they bring in Herdman Reed as well. Couple of fakes, Caleros pressure, and he's going to go down! Keon Adams on the blitz. Pete Robertson in there first, and it's a sack for the Riders.
And, oh, no, you've got to be kidding me.
What's the flag now?
What a stupid play. You're never going to believe this, Rider Nation. They're going to get an unsportsmanlike conduct call.
I had my head turned down. I didn't
They're going to get. It's essentially a taunting call here.
Come on.
I can't remember. I think it was Lanier.
Major foul. Unnecessary roughness. Saskatchewan, 15-yard penalty. First down.
It definitely wasn't unnecessary roughness. What they did is they penalized Lanier for talking trash after the sack. He got up right in the face of Zach Caleros in front of the referee, and probably the worst time for the Saskatchewan discipline issues to rear their ugly head. We haven't seen it against Calgary a ton. Here comes up to give him a first down.
The sack counts, and as you heard, they did not give a number. And Luke says taunting. The referee said unnecessary roughness. We'll see what gets cleared up as we go along. First down, Bombers. Pressure coming from Micah Johnson to the end zone. Dembski is wide open, and he drops it and picked off in the back of the end zone. Dembski had it in his hands. It goes through his hands, and Ed Gainey has his third consecutive pick for the Riders.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers take advantage of a bust in the coverage. Dembski goes right up the seam of the hash on the right side. Claros finds him, and Dembski just makes this catch so much harder than it needed to be. And when he bobbles it, Ed Gainey, who's just been outstanding the last couple games for Saskatchewan, is there to gather the interception and give the ball back to the Riders on the 25.
Let's go to break with 12:03 remaining in the first quarter for Special Blend by Weiser's and Borgo Industries. What a play from the defense on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is John Ryan, your Rough Rider punter from Regina, Saskatchewan. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Left in the first quarter, Zach Caleros had Nick Dembski wide open, laid the ball right on him. Dembski bobbled off his shoulder pads, and Ed Gainey, the master of opportunity, with his third straight pick. Man.
Well, Ed Gainey is a guy that, I mean, he was really the only guy to get back late because, again, the Bombers took advantage of a bust in coverage. And I'll, right now, Lady Luck is on Saskatchewan's side because none of that drive went well.
Exactly the play they needed. Two fullbacks in this game, Awachi and Dupuis. First down, Fajardo will throw under a blitz wide to Duke Williams. High catch and down at the 25-yard line. DeAndre Alford with the tackle. Minimal gain for Duke. Actually, they're going to mark it at about three.
Yeah, they get Duke in the flat here, DT. He gets about 3 yards. But the problem is, with this wind, that throw, already a boundary to field throw, it was a tough throw, and in the wind, it almost held it up. You get too many of those, and the Bombers are going to pick one of them.
For a guy with a toe injury, I will take it. That's his first catch of the game on Fajardo's first throw of the game. We call it second and six. Fajardo looking to his left. Pressure from his right, and he's going to fumble. And two Riders are jumped on it. Willie Jefferson with the sack. Two Riders, offensive linemen, able to get onto it as Jefferson celebrates his first sack of the game.
Well, we talked about this on the way over here, right, DT, is the fact that we knew that the defenses were going to come to play, which is why one of the keys was, hey, no turnovers, because thankfully an offensive lineman jumped on that football, because yep. The Riders are punting, and if they hadn't jumped on it, Winnipeg would be on the 15.
Corey Vedvik to punt this one, third and 17 from their own 18. Vedvik, oh, and it was blocked! The Bombers got through on the left side. They're going to take it on the bounce inside the 30, and the Bombers, they get flags for no yards. Big bounces going in favor of the Bombers on the last couple plays of that drive. Need to catch up on the quarterback sacks. They're brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. We will break for McDougal Auctioneers and Quality Tire. Bombers football deep in Rider territory with 10:36 left in the first on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The source, 620 CKRM.
10:36 remains in the first quarter. Corey Vedvik's punt was deflected. It ends up traveling 3 yards. A no-yards penalty comes against the Riders after the blocked punt. The Bombers are going to start first and 10 from just outside the Rider 20-yard line.
Yeah, and that's a turnover. Let's face it, right? It's not only is it a turnover now, you're also going up against your second key, which was win the field, the special
position
teams
battle.
Field position battle. And what a nightmare start. Even though the Saskatchewan Rough Riders had an interception, nothing other than that one play has gone their way yet.
Yeah, the break that they got with the gaining interception has broken right back on them.
Yeah.
And this is essentially where the Bombers were on their opening drive. They're going to stay with a five-receiver set here. Four-receiver, they're going to use one tight end, Andrew Harris, in the backfield. A little toss to Nick Dembski, a little flip forward, and he doesn't have much room, but second effort, and they're going to push him, and they're going to push him, and they're going to push him down to the 10-yard line. Nick Dembski on a, this will be a completion from Kolaros, and that looks like a Bombers first down.
Well, you got to remember that Manitoba Bisons alumni Nick Dembski used to play running back, right? And he also used to, I watched tape on him when he got drafted. He used to get a ton of draws just like that. And good for the Bombers. Their receiver makes a mistake here. Take the ball back. Go get us something. Make up for it. He pays him back by getting a first down on the ground on the draw.
That's an 11-yard completion to Dembski. 13 carries for 87 yards. As Luke says, they'll use him in the backfield. They actually split him out left on Nick Marshall. Two tight ends, first and 10. It's Harris, left side, forced to bounce outside. Pete Robertson with the penetration. Pete Robertson and the AC Leonard finishing him off with a great play.
Yeah, again, Jonathan Woodard's continued his sack pace, but up front, it's been Pete Robertson, number 93, who's really been carrying the load for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders against the run in particular. And last game, I thought, was his best game in a green and white uniform, and today he continues that momentum by getting a tackle for loss there.
A guy who popped early in camp before Tim Williams arrived, and when Tim Williams went down injured, had a chance to get some more action. Second and goal, Bombers from the Rider 11-yard line. Just under 9 to go in the first. Riders showing blitz. They'll, in fact, bring just 4. Kolaros looking right underneath. It's caught and stripped by Blue Chest Purifoy. Fumble. Ailey Buka has it.
Ball
and he's got
the
all the field Let's in go. Front of him. Ailey Buka. Can Kolaros cut him off? Get some blocks on Kolaros, and Buka's still alive. 20, 15-yard line. Another big play from the Riders' defense, and Ailey Buka with a monstrous return from his own end zone to the Bombers' 17.
Well, first of all, kudos to Buka for getting that yardage back and bringing the Riders all the way down to the 17. But this really starts with great pursuit on defense. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders never give up on this football. Drew Olatarski has it. He's on the one, and you see all the defensive backs, Luches Purifoy specifically, digging out, trying to wrench that ball out. Purifoy pops it out on the goal line. Buka takes it down to the 12-yard line, and the Riders are in business.
Man, two drives for the Bombers, two turnovers forced by this Rider defense. They had 4 last week against Calgary. We knew they would need more, and they've already got 2. We're not even halfway through the first quarter. And how about Ailey Buka? Couple interceptions against Edmonton. This one, is this going to be officially a 93-yard return? First and 10 Riders from the Bombers 17. Three backs. They're going to throw a quick a hitch to Kian Schaefer-Baker. 15 with Duke in front. Kian Schaefer-Baker to the end zone. He bangs into a defensive back at the 2, and it'll be first and goal, Riders.
This is a great play by Saskatchewan. They fake the run. Winnipeg sucks up for the run. They get out to number 89, Schaefer-Baker. And I'll tell you what, Duke Williams, he was questionable all week, throws a key block when Schaefer-Baker gets out to the right, and they get to the one-yard line.
First and goal from the one. Tight end and fullback. They'll now motion him to the left. It's William Powell in the backfield. Here's Powell, and he's into the end zone for the opening score of the game. William Powell, and the Riders lead 6-0.
And the energy in IG Field flushed out like a commode. Saskatchewan up 6.
Oh, boy.
Let's get Lowther to get him down by 7. Great start despite a comedy of errors. Well, really not a comedy of errors. Just Winnipeg's been doing all the right things, but Saskatchewan's been finishing.
Well, the strip of Drew Olatarski is a heads-up play by Luches Purifoy after a heads-up play by Ed Gainey. And yes, 2 turnovers forced by the defense. The Riders have now turned it into 6 and potentially 7 points with Brett Lowther for the convert. Snap good, hold good, kick is up, and it is good as well. 7:45 remains in the first quarter, and the Riders are on top early, 7-0 in this West Final. For AGCO, Spreads.ca, and Wood River Controls, we break. We'll recap the touchdown drive when we return to Winnipeg on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
What's going on? It's Kyron Moore. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Kyron Moore, wherever he's listening, will be proud of this start for the Riders. A 2-play, 17-yard touchdown drive after the Luches Purifoy strip, force fumble, if you will, and Ailey Buka return, and the Riders with a 7-0 lead. All the touchdown drives are brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years, see Nelson GM today. Riders up 7, and we wait to see at what point do the Bombers get nervous about a game being close or trailing in a game.
Well, a lot of those guys down there have won a great cup. And one of the messages that's probably being distributed on that sideline is, hey, look, it wasn't going to be easy. Right, this is what we signed up for. We knew we weren't going to come out here and just blow the team out. Right, that's where you don't listen to the media. Right, you lock in and you say, hey, we're in this for 60 minutes. Let's just start making plays.
Janarian Grant takes it on the fly at his 23-yard line. He had a good return last time, 30, 35, and he will go down just across his own 35. Decent field position for the Bombers to start their third drive of the game. The first two ending in terrific turnovers forced by this Riders defense. We haven't had time to tell you who's on offense. We'll hopefully get to that at a later time, but as crazy as that Calgary game was, the first 7.5 minutes of this game, equally crazy. Ailey Buka will be back at safety for this one. Luches Purifoy in at that Sam linebacker spot. Kevin Francis in at one of the defensive ends as they hand it off to Andrew Harris. Around Francis, Harris drops his head on Gainey, and he'll fall forward. That'll be Andrew Harris for a gain of 9.
And Francis just a little bit too excited at the point of the handoff. Instead of staying on the line of scrimmage as the tackle went away from him, Kevin Francis went upfield. And if he had stayed on the line of scrimmage and waited till Zach Caleros declared whether he was handing off or keeping it, he would have made that tackle in the backfield. Instead, the Bombers get a first down out of that run.
We have not seen Kevin Francis in a defensive end in a game this early. You wonder if that's related to trying to preserve A.C. Leonard. They did bring 9 defensive linemen with us. It's Nick Dembski in the backfield, dancing, pushing forward. The Riders, the number one defense against running backs, and they'll hold Dembski to a gain of about 4.
Yeah, you are maybe looking at a pitch count on A.C. Leonard because, as you mentioned, I'm not sure why, you know, unless you were going to play on second down, which it is now, 2nd and 6, unless Francis drops back into a linebacker position in coverage,
yeah,
you'd wonder why Robertson wasn't out there, and it does look like he's going to play linebacker on this down.
He's the one guy you can go like for like with Leonard, right? He's not Leonard, but empty backfield, four-man rush. Caleros buying some time out to his right. Should be a holding call, but there's not. Caleros throwing. It's complete deep downfield. Rashid Bailey breaks the tackle, and he's down to the Rider 39-yard line. There was, I think, Pat Neufeld lying on a defensive lineman uncalled by the officials.
Well, the reason why it went uncalled, DT, is Kevin Francis, he was in that linebacker spot, ends up rushing the passer, but Neufeld was able to be a vet here, and he kept him close, so the refs couldn't see where his arms were,
okay.
And then he just fell on him. So that was a vet move, and when you look at Neufeld and Bryant, you're looking at 16 combined playoff starts, so he is the veteran of the group out there.
I feel like it's cheating, but Neufeld's from Saskatchewan, so we'll give him a pass
on that one.
First and 10 from the Riders, 30 go the Bombers. They show blitz, they bring six, quickly hitter to Dembski, 25-20. Down, Nick Marshall with the tackle, tried to strip it on the way down. Dembski holds on, and it's a Bomber first down with five to go in the first.
And this is probably the second time they've done this little quick slant and hit the Riders right before their defenders are able to get to the football. And both times, it's equaled a first down for Saskatchewan, and this looks almost like a hockey line change as they go 6-for-6 here, DT, in terms of substitutions.
Yeah, Jordan Herdman-Reed, the entire starting defensive line, including A.C. Leonard, Pete Robertson, and Micah Johnson, now onto the field. First and 10, Bombers from the Riders' 16-yard line. Middle of the field, tight end formation, lineman tight end, and they'll run it with Harris right side. Nowhere to go as Micah Johnson turns him back. Harris spins off and falls forward inside the 15.
Harris, normally one of the more patient running backs in the CFL. Here, he just attacks downhill and runs in to whatever is in front of him instead of being patient. But realistically, the reason why you had to take that approach is because the Saskatchewan Rough Riders defensive front did a good job holding the line of scrimmage. Still got five out of it. At the end, he managed to get to his left a little bit and fall forward. Second and five.
Herdman-Reed and Keon Adams come out. Nigel Harris and Ailey Buka come in for this second and five play. Wolitarski wide to the left. Kenny Lawler wide to the right. They're going to clear the backfield. Riders showing four, bringing four. Quickly underneath, it's Bailey inside the five, still alive. He dives forward, and he gets the touchdown.
And again, it's a slant, right? So what the Bombers are trying to do is they're trying to attack the very beginnings of any zone defense that Saskatchewan tries to drop in. It's worked three times in a row now, this one for a touchdown.
Rashid Bailey with the first touchdown of the game for the Bombers. And that will make it 7-6 with 3:39 remaining. And Sergio Castillo, they're clearing a spot for him in the snow to tempt the convert.
And DT, that's where you see the experience and the championship pedigree of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Unfazed.
Nothing's gone their way as yet. Quick score by Saskatchewan. You're right. Unfazed. They walk it right down the field,
man,
and get it. That's a response, and that's the Western Final.
And that's what led us to think in advance of the game, the Riders need to force turnovers because this offense can move the ball. And Caleros, with only six interceptions on the season, high snap, kick is up from Castillo, and it is good. Two flags down away in the backfield in the area that we believe the convert will just stand. We'll get the call from the official before we take a break for our friends at Seedmaster and A&W. You know what? We'll go to break without it, and we'll get you in on the backside. 7-7, 3:28 remaining in the first in the West Final on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Stay in the know with Canada's team. Listen to the Sports Cage with Derek Taylor weekday afternoon starting at 4 on 620 CKRM.
3:28 left in the first quarter here in Winnipeg. 7-7 the score. The Bombers with a six-play, 71-yard touchdown drive to tie it. All our touchdown drives brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia in Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. Thanks to our friends at Quill Plains Chevrolet Buick GMC in Wadena. They are the playmakers in Wadena. Always remember, drive a little and save a lot. Riders offense hasn't had to do much so far. Cody Fajardo, two for two for 20 yards. William Powell, one carry for 1 yard. This will be a conventional drive as they are set to return the Sergio Castillo kickoff. It's Jamal Morrow and Keenan LaFrance, both sleeveless in this weather.
Yeah, really the only second conventional drive of this game for Saskatchewan.
Morrow from the 12, he's at the 25, got some room, and he's hit by Teadrick Hansen at the 30-yard line. The impact global player for this Winnipeg Blue Bombers team, and the Riders will go first and 10 from their own 30. Time to give you the offense. Finally, we get a little bit of a break here. Andrew Lauderdale, Logan Ferland, Dan Clark, Evan Johnson, and Brett Boyko across the front. The receivers, Duke Williams in for this game, already has one catch. Kian Schaefer-Baker with a catch. Braden Lennius, Paul McRowers, and Shaq Evans. William Powell, the running back, and your quarterback is Cody Fajardo. Two backs in the backfield on first and 10. Fajardo gives it to Powell. Straight up the middle, cuts back to the right, 35, and he'll be wrestled down there. William Powell with a nice gain on first down.
Saskatchewan coming out here, and I think one of the things that Jason Moss is thinking is not only do we have to start controlling the pace of this game, we're going to start winning the physical battle too.
Second and 5 from the 36. Shaq and Paul McRoberts wide to the right. Passing down for the Riders. And it'll be an option toss to Powell. And he's hit down and wrestled down before the 40-yard line. Alden Darby got up to undercut him. I believe it was, 32. Diatric Nichols gets up for the cut. And it'll be third down and decision time for Jason Moss.
Well, this is a great play by Diatric Nichols. And the reason why this works out is he recognizes the option right away. And unfortunately, Schaefer-Baker isn't able to get a hat on him. So he's a free defender taking a run at the ball carrier.
Third and 1, Riders lead the offense on the field. You and I talked about this. These are the edges they're going to need to push today. From their own 39-yard line, they're going to go for it on third down. The officials stop it. They want to reset the clock, make sure everything is good to go.
My question is, why is Dan Clark and Logan Ferland out here, the only old linemen wearing sleeves? That's a no-no in the book of old linemen, sleeves in the playoff game.
Fajardo communicating the play to the receivers, passing on a new play as they got a new play clock, and Fajardo will give it to Powell on third down. Pushing, and William Powell is across the 40-yard line, and there's a third down conversion for the Riders.
And great communication by Saskatchewan there. This crowd is really making a lot of noise, making it hard to hear, and the guys, especially the receivers, away from quarterback Cody Fajardo did a great job of passing which play they were going to run on down to the wideouts.
First and 10 go the Riders from their own 41-yard line. Just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. Fajardo, high snap. Powell tries the left side. He is hit quickly by Nick Taylor and six other Bombers. There'll be a small gain for Powell on first down.
And this is where you want to avoid if you're Saskatchewan, these second and 7-plus situations. This is a second and 8. Again, you don't want to forget that Cody Fajardo can use his feet on first down.
Well, on the last second down, we saw they ran that option, the old school option, for the first time this season. What does Jason Moss have on second and 8? Here come 5 Bombers. Fajardo feeling the pressure, going to scramble out to his left now. He's got Shaq if he wants him. McRoberts on the sidelines. Did he tiptoe the sidelines? They're debating it. The officials are. Yeah. They'll rule it incomplete. Fajardo actually had Shaq on the numbers, chose McRoberts, and it's third down.
Well, Fajardo did a great job just to get out of pressure here. The line collapsed on him pretty quickly, and he managed to roll out to his left, and he had McRoberts, but McRoberts wasn't able to keep at least 1 foot in bounds as he made that catch, and Saskatchewan's punting. Again, let's go back to the first down play earlier, DT. You can't forget that you got a quarterback that can run.
Yep.
Use him now, right? Let's see some of that RPO.
Powell, 5 carries for 13 yards so far in this one. They ran him a ton the first half last week and then let Fajardo's running take over in the second half of the win versus Calgary. Corey Vedvik will run out most of the time clock here in the first quarter before he punts to Janarian Grant. Line of scrimmage is the Rider 43. Low snap, troubled, and he gets it off. He hustled to get it off Grant from his 33 on the fly. Luchez Purifoy with a good tackle before Grant gets to the 40-yard line. But some troubles with the snap is something we don't say often from Jorgen Hoos. And the Bombers will get one play here in the first quarter. This game tied now at 7.
Well, I mean, everybody's talking about the weather being the great equalizer today, but I'm always one of those guys that say, hey, both teams have to play in it, right? And there it's, we haven't seen any errant snaps all year from Jorgen Hoos. So,
yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that ball's a little slipperier. It's a little, it feels different. And to Vedvik, it's probably like kicking a rock.
Yeah. Well, Vedvik from Norway, where he learned football, then came, went to America to play, and now to your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. A little toss to Dembski again. Eaten up by AC Leonard, but Dembski will push forward for a couple of yards. He'll have minimal gain on this on the final play of the first quarter. For the Cooperators, see Kevin Bazandowski at Bazandowski and Financial Services in Regina and Redhead Equipment. 7-7 after 15 minutes. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. The Riders defense gets a chance to make a second down stand when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And now, Derek and Luke have the call. It's second quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. 7-7 after a quarter of play, and the temperature dropping here in Winnipeg, currently minus 10 degrees. The wind from the north, 31, gusting to 46. The wind will be going with the Bombers in the second half. The second quarter, excuse me.
We talked about it all week, DT. If this game is close in the fourth quarter, Riders got a shot, right? So they're in it right now, despite obviously not being where they'd want to be, which is up by like 30.
The Bombers' offense is marching on them pretty good. Two turnovers forced by this defense, keeping this one tight. Kolaros, three receivers into his right on second and 10 from his own 38. He's going deep to the right for Lawler on Marshall. Underthrown and intercepted. Nick Marshall. And in 15 minutes and 21 seconds, this Riders defense has now forced three turnovers.
Two, we're in it. Four, we win it. Three turnovers now for the green and white. And Nick Marshall, CFL All-Star in 2021, just plays this perfectly. I mean, this is cover two, one-on-one. He out-leverages Lawler the entire way, gets in front of him, and goes up and gets it. He's been known as a gambler all year, but there was no gambling on that. That was just him winning his one-on-one battle.
A bad throw by Kolaros, leaving that ball inside. The Riders take over. First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Jamal Morrow in the game as an H-back with William Powell. Pressure coming, dumped off to Morrow. He breaks the tackle, 40. Morrow, 45. Morrow breaks it. He's into Bomber territory, and Jackson Jeffcoat drags him down at about the 51-yard line. Jamal Morrow with a big catch.
I love the change of pace, right? This is nothing new in terms of play call. It's just a different guy who's got a little bit of a different skill set. They get Morrow outside the numbers and the football in his hands, and something you don't see too often, he beats Adam Big Hill to the edge. Goes and gets a first down on the 50.
That's the position. Normally it's Alex Dupuy, but you put a new dude in there with new skills, and they're at the Bomber 50. First and 10, high snap. Give it to Powell. Cuts right side, 45. Still alive, pushing. Down to the 40-yard line. William Powell with a great gain on first down.
You get it to your speedster out on the edges of the field, and then you go back to doing what you were doing since last game, is running it right between the tackles with Powell, who very rarely gives the ball up, by the way. Ball security equals job security in the CFL.
8-yard gain from Powell, second and two from the Bomber 42-yard line. Josiah St. John in as the offensive lineman tight end. You'd expect a run play with one receiver to each side and three men in the backfield. They'll hand it off to Powell, left side behind LaFrance. Cuts back. He's across the 40. He is hit down there by Casey Sales and company. That is enough, and it is a Rider first down.
Saskatchewan did a lot here. They pulled Big Evan Johnson. They added a Keenan LaFrance, so they added another blocker at the line of scrimmage, and Winnipeg played it well, but Powell does what he's always done in his career, is just patiently approach the line of scrimmage and then make one cut. And that one cut was enough to just free him up to get the first down.
12:30 to go in the second quarter, this tied game. Albert Awachi in. This is the most Awachi we've seen all season long on offense. Fajardo fakes it to Powell. Looking downfield, pressure coming, spinning, flag down in the area of holding as Fajardo scrambles and dives forward to the 36-yard line. Jackson Jeffcoat busted through, and the flag is in the area of holding.
Well, you got it right, DT. This will be holding. It'll come back. Brett Boyko just can't hang on to Jackson Jeffcoat legally.
Holding. Saskatchewan number 64. 10-yard penalty. We'll replay first down.
Excuse me, Evan Johnson. Winnipeg's going to do this a lot. They're going to move around, right? They line up, and this is a Richie Hall sort of staple, is lining your defensive linemen up and then stunting and looping and twisting them into different spaces. And you have a lot of success when you have athletic guys like Jackson Jeffcoat. And there's a little bit too much for our right guard.
Jeffcoat, the league leader in quarterback pressures this season, 9 sacks. The holding penalty makes it 1st and 20 Riders from their own 50. Jake Hardy into the game in a 6-receiver set. 4-man rush. Fajardo going deep for Hardy on Nick Taylor. Where's the flag? And it's down for pass interference at the 10-yard line. Defensive back never turned. Hardy draws a huge pass interference call, and it'll be a Rider first down.
This is interesting. Both quarterbacks taking shots down the field, and Cody Fajardo lets this one fly. Jake Hardy plays this really well. He does use his arm to create a little bit of separation, but as you said, DT, on the right side of the field, the defensive back made no attempt to turn around. That pass interference is big, too. It's not just 15 yards, right, DT? It's at the spot of the foul.
The 11-yard line.
For the Riders is, yeah, the 11.
You got to love it. However you get the ball down the field, no one's going to ask as long as you're putting it in the end zone. Kyrie Wilson called for PI, 1st and 10 at the 11. Fajardo keeps it. Fake the hand out to Powell, but he'll keep it. He pushes across the 10. He'll get a little bit of yardage, and it'll be 2nd down, Riders.
See, and this is where the Winnipeg Blue Bomber defense is again, that's exhibiting a little bit of their championship pedigree. Cody Fajardo here on the run-pass option is really trying to hold his arms in on Powell as long as they can, trying to get the defensive end to bite. He never does, and it equates to just sort of Cody being stuck in no man's land. Down is now 2nd and 8.
From the Bomber 9-yard line. And, of course, the crowd is going to get up for this play. Hardy split wide to the right. McRoberts, Schaefer Baker, and Lennius wide to the left. Fajardo looking to the right, back to the left. The hit screen. It's Schaefer Baker hit, and he'll be down for minimal gain. 3rd down, Bombers inside the 10. And on comes Brett Lawther to give them the lead.
We haven't seen much Duke Williams. We've seen a couple wrinkles in the attack.
Yes.
And we talked about the Riders having to start fast. Right now they've got an opportunity early on in the second quarter to go up 3. But you wonder, was this start fast enough, right? Is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers' ability to shake off their rust on both sides of the ball going to be a factor?
Corey Vedvik will pin this ball in the left hash at the 16-yard line. Lawther is up. And it is good. 9:58 remains in the second quarter. And the Riders with a 10-7 lead will break for Capital Auto Mall and Agco. Back to Winnipeg to recap the field goal drive when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Like Rider Radio at facebook.com/620CKRM.
9:58 remains in the second quarter. Riders now with a 10-7 lead after the 16-yard Brett Lawther field goal. All the field goals brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. 20 minutes in. When do the Bombers start getting tight? When do they start feeling a little choky? Because the Riders are keeping this close.
Well, here's the thing, DT. I think you said it best. The Riders have 10 points, and every single one of those points is off Saskatchewan turnovers.
Yeah.
It shows you the offense is sort of if they get going, who knows where this score would be at, right?
Well, so. And the offensive numbers are going to be down, but that is, I always like to point out that pass interference is an incredibly valuable play by a receiver and a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
That was a 39-yard, could have been completion. It was a penalty. It's done by the offense anyway, so they deserve credit for those yards, as that's what set up the field goal. They'll hand it off to Harris on first down. Nice hole, cutback 40. Then spun down by Micah Johnson at the 44-yard line. Andrew Harris close to 9 yards. Harris already 6 carries for 38 yards for the Bombers.
Doing the work in between the tackles here. Micah Johnson, Anthony Lanier, two big guys, Pete Robertson, but right there, all that was the Winnipeg offensive lineman just doing a good job creating a little bit of space. I mean, from up here where we are on our angle, it looked like a large hole, but it wasn't that big.
Sneak formation with Sean McGuire in the game on 2nd and 1 from the 44, pushing forward, and he's pushed back. He needs the 45-yard line. And the mark is going to be pretty darn close. Either way, the Bombers would go for this on 3rd down.
You know, DT, the one thing about those quarterback sneaks in this weather, though, is you're giving them to a quarterback with cold hands, a cold body, right?
Cold heart, probably, knowing McGuire.
The helmets and everything else are cold on the so there's a lot of sort of intangibles there that could cause a fumble.
Yeah.
Right?
This is close enough that they are going to measure it, so we can tell you about the good folks at the Canadian Brew House. Grab a bite and cheer on your team at the CBH. If it's game time, it's time to head to the Canadian Brew House. If they have any hot soup dishes at the Canadian Brew House, just send one out our way, because it is getting chillier.
I'm loving this, man. I feel like this is what you signed up for the Western Final, you know? Reminds me a lot of 2010 when we were playing Calgary. I know I say that a lot, but hey, this feels like that weather.
Cold hands on the measurement as well, awaiting the signal. It is going to be 3rd down again. Oh, what a time for a stop for the Riders defense. Can we hear turnover number 4, perhaps?
Well, you see big Micah Johnson and Deion Lacey barking out commands.
McGuire
stays onside.
Stays in the game, sneak formation, 3rd and 1 from the 44. McGuire, straight push, and it looks like he is well across the 45. And is he still? He thinks he's still alive. He's still got the ball and running, and Ed Gainey will wrangle him down. The officials say he's down at the 46. That is good for a Bomber 1st down.
There are also some flags on the ground. I said right before the play started, stay onside. I don't think the Riders did.
Offside against the Riders. I feel like I've heard that before on short yardage situations. And that was one of the things. It's a 5-yard penalty that the Bombers will enforce. They'll go 1st and 10 from their own 50. As we talked about the lead into this game, there are just points that the Riders have to accept what they are. They're a team that commits the most penalties in the league. You really, if you've done it for 15 games, you're not going to change it for game 16. So how do they get around that? And so far, 3 interceptions are certainly helping. 3 receivers out to the right, including Dembski and Darvin Adams. They'll hand it off to Harris, that right side. He will push. There's a pileup immediately. Micah Johnson, Anthony Lanier II starting that pileup, and some extra pushing and shoving. And Luke, everybody ripping at the ball in this cold weather.
Yeah, that's where the game's going to be won and lost, right there in the trenches. And when you're Andrew Harris and William Powell, you got to cover that thing up, because, again, we've already seen the success of taking that approach for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, so why not continue that? I think Pete Robertson does a good job here, though. Zach Claros is trying to put him on an island, and he's patient here, and what it does is it essentially adds another defender into the mix when they finally do give it to Andrew Harris.
Back to their 5-receiver set for 2nd and 8 from their own 52, as we're under 7:30 to go in the second quarter. Claros looking across the middle, now to his left, gunning the in route for Lawler, and it's complete on Marshall into Rider territory. They'll mark him at the 48, and that's a Bomber 1st down.
Yeah, Marshall and Lawler are going to get going here in a little bit of a battle, I think, all game. And I do also think that Zach Caleros, after throwing that long interception, is probably going to be hesitant to really test Marshall deep. So you're probably going to see a lot of that. That was a 10-yard sort of dig route they ran right in front of them, and Lawler ended up winning the battle for the football.
First and 10 Bombers at the Ryder 47-yard line officially. Four receivers to the right. They'll run it with Harris. Oh, he finds a hole, 40. Runs over Ed Gainey. Gainey wrestles him down at the 38-yard line. An extra pushes on Harris's back that Darvin Adams does not enjoy. Harris good for 8+.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it's pretty impressive that number 33's out here. He took so much time off with an injury, and today he's running like he didn't miss a beat.
Micah Johnson is irate at somebody. Luchez Purifoy had to pull him out. We've seen a lot of yipping and yapping back and forth. There was Duke Williams and Kenny Lawler earlier in the game. There was Duke Williams on a sneak running a deep, just running deep so he could yip with Nick Taylor. This game is adequately chippy for a West final between the Riders and Bombers. Second and one for the 38. It's McGuire, straight sneak, and he will have yet another first down for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Andrew Harris, 8 carries for 49 yards. Zach Caleros, 9 for 11 for 109, but 2 interceptions by the Riders.
Yeah, and the Bombers have come out in this drive and taken a totally different approach. Right, they've thrown, when they have thrown and been in those situations, they've gone really safe, but primarily they've leaned on their Canadian running back, Andrew Harris, to carry the load down the field.
Harris the lone back. They'll split four receivers out to the right for this first and 10 from the Riders 36. Fake the handoff. Kolaris looking downfield. Pressure coming from Micah, and it's intercepted. He threw it right to Nigel Harris. The fourth turnover in the game by this Riders defense. And Kolaris, under immense pressure, gives up his third interception of the game. And we are going to celebrate that when we return for Nutrien and Young's Equipment. What is this game through 25 minutes? Well, the Riders with a 10-7 lead on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is William Powell, running back. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
4:59 left in the second quarter. Riders up 10-7. All week we talked about win the turnover battle by a significant margin. This defense for the Riders, if it can do anything, it can force four turnovers. 25 minutes into this game, they lead the turnover battle 4-0.
Yeah. You know, Bo Levi Mitchell and Zach Caleros were talking last night, and Bo said, well, I threw four picks against Saskatchewan in the West Semi, and Zach said, hold my beer. I'm going to go out and do that in the first half, and that's what he's done. He's come out here, and it's thrown some picks. The Bombers have been a turnover machine. This is working out great for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We need this O now to start picking it up.
Caleros was under immense pressure there, as we said. We spent all break trying to figure out who he was throwing to. All we've come with is Nigel Harris.
He just needs to throw it out of bounds there, right? Throw it out of bounds. And in that area, too, I mean, take a sack, right?
I love Zach, but keep throwing it to Nigel Harris.
Oh, yeah,
I want to go to the Grey Cup. I want to go to the Grey Cup.
We'll take it, literally. Yeah.
First and 10 Riders off again. Their fourth turnover. They'll start at their own 34-yard line. Jamal Morrow in the game with William Powell. They'll hand it off. No, they'll pull it from Powell, and Fajardo's going to run it. He's going to run into some problems. Breaks free. 40, and he'll be ushered out of bounds by Winston Rose. Cody Fajardo, good for a gain of almost 6.
Yeah, that's a great play by Cody. It's exactly what the Saskatchewan Rough Riders need. Don't force anything, right? If nothing's open, use your legs. And now put your team in a 2nd and 4 where you have the entire playbook at your disposal. Great first down work by the face of the franchise.
Shaq Evans, the lone receiver, wide to the left. He'll get matched up there with DeAndre Alford, the great rookie. Blitz coming. Here's 7. Fajardo got to get rid of it. He does underneath McRoberts. Sure catch at the 45-yard line. He's to the 46. And Paul McRoberts with a first down.
Great job, first of all, by picking up the all-out blitz that was schemed up by Richie Hall. Up front, and Powell and everybody picked up the blitzers, and Cody got it to the right guy, McRoberts in this case, coming across the middle for a first down.
One of the complaints about McRoberts was not necessarily in the right place. He was in the right place for that one. Under 4 to go, blitz coming left edge, pop it to Braden Lennius, 45, 50. Lennius takes a wallop. from Nichols, but Braden Lenius with a good 6-yard gain.
They've been trying to get this play here for a few games now with Lenius and various other receivers. Winnipeg ran it with Dembski a while ago, but that's a good gain there from Saskatchewan. Lenius comes from the waggle and into the backfield and gets them 7 or 5.
Second and 4 now for the 52-yard line. Lenius, the third receiver to the right. 4-man rush. Fajardo, deep drop, looking for the sideline. High end. Oh, almost picked off by Winston Rose. Overthrew Paul McRoberts, and it bounced off and to Winston Rose. It'll be 3rd and 4 for the Riders, and the punt team set to come on.
And you know what? That wasn't a first down throw, but I'm going to give credit to the offensive line for Saskatchewan. They did a great job on this, winning one-on-one battles and giving Cody Fajardo a chance to throw the football downfield. That needs to continue.
Yeah, agreed on that. That's been a viable critique of the Riders this season. They absolutely held up against one of the best fronts in the CFL there. Vedvik now to punt. A short punt is going to bounce at the 42 and roll Janarian Grant to the 35. And he'll be forced out before he gets to the 40. Short punt allows us to take a bit of a break, and that is, in fact, the 3-minute warning. For Brett Young Seeds, get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local Brett Young's or your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. We'll break for spreads.ca, Borgo Industries, Sask Lotteries, and Nick Service. 2:57 remains. Riders 3-point lead on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
2:57 remains here in the second quarter. Riders with a 10-7 lead on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers thanks to 4 turnovers. Oh boy. Things are going. I mean, this is the start we hoped for. Both previous games close at halftime. Riders led at home. Bombers led 12-9 here in the Banjo Bowl. This one close again after a half.
And here's the deal. No matter what this game ends up being going into halftime, chance to turn around history, because the Bombers have won the second half 37-0 this year.
First and 10 Bombers from their own 29-yard line. Hand off to Harris right side. Spins off and he's hammered before he gets to the 30. Beautifully done by that Riders defense led by A.C. Leonard.
Yeah, this defense is out here playing with a ton of confidence right now. I probably think that there's a feeling that they're also the offense, right? They're starting to believe that, hey, this Winnipeg Blue Bomber offense can't do anything against us, and now I think we can put our offense in a position to just get some easy scores.
Micah Johnson officially credited with a tackle. That is yet another stop for no gain. It's 11 for him on the season. Second and 10 from the 29. Riders bring 4. Kolaros spins up to his right, dumps it off to Harris at the 30. Made a man miss, 35. Hit by Micah Johnson down to the 38-yard line. Harris for 8 yards. There is no place on the field that Micah Johnson won't hustle to make a tackle. My goodness.
No, and more importantly, there's nowhere on the field for Zach Kolaros to throw other than short. That was a great job by the Saskatchewan Roughriders, taking all options away from the Winnipeg Blue Bomber quarterback. And now the Bombers are going to go for it on 3rd and about 2 or 1. It's a long one, though.
It is a long one, and it's at their own 38-yard line. The Riders, as Micah Johnson is actually down on a knee, he chased down Andrew Harris and laid a pretty significant blow on him. Johnson, of course, dealing with an ankle injury and missed practice on Wednesday after having a virtual service for the passing of his father. Johnson will need to sit out a couple of plays, and we will get a chance to take a break. Our injury breaks brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. We're back after a short break. 2:10 remaining in the second quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is the Riders number 67, Dan Clark of Regina. You are listening to the best coverage in the CFL, only on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
2:10 remains in the second quarter here in the West Final. Riders up 10-7. This potentially an enormous play. Bombers are going to go for it, third and one, from their own 38-yard line. Force a turnover on downs, and you're already in Brett Lawther field goal range because the Riders are working, it appears, with this swirling wind to whatever effect it will be on the kicks.
Yeah, Winnipeg talked about this play for a long time in the huddle, and they recall it now. I definitely think they're going to sneak it at the end of the day here.
McGuire in the sneak formation pushes to that right side, and he will get good distance. We're on a bit of a rough angle. Needed the 40, and that should be, well, everything depends on the spot. The official, I see a foot down just shy of the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like the spot they're going to give him is going to definitely call for a measure. But at the end of the day, they're going to call instead for a first down. I would have thought that they would have measured that specifically or just because of the point in the game it is and how crucial that down was for the for this game.
Under two to go here in the second quarter. Kolaros 118 yards passing. Andrew Harris 49 yards rushing. This will be Harris big hole. 45 drops it on Ed Gainey. 50 pushes forward to the 54-yard line. Andrew Harris gets up, jacked about the world around him. It's a Bombers first down.
Well, what happens here is Rashid Bailey comes across the formation from right to left and cuts the end man on the line of scrimmage. In this case, Pete Robertson. And that is what opens the initial hole for Andrew Harris to run through. And then he does the rest. First down on their 52.
Wolitarski, one of four receivers out to the left. They'll give it to Harris again. Harris waits a moment. He's into Rider territory, down to about the 52-yard line. Extra pushing and shoving after the play, and the Riders happy to lay on top of Andrew Harris, let the clock run, and let him know now Anthony Lanier falls down or is shoved down.
Yeah, he was doing his best acting job there. And trust me, Lanier, for as many times as he's been penalized this year, is not going to get a call.
5-yard pickup from Harris. It'll be second and five now at the Rider 52. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Harris will split out of the backfield.
Receiver down
to
here.
The right. Yes, absolutely. Four receivers to the left. Kolaros under a four-man rush underneath Dembski. Nice tackle by Deion Lacey. That right near the sticks. That'll be good, though, for a Bombers first down just outside the Rider 45.
This is a good job by Nick Dembski one-on-one. They get him against Deion Lacey and more importantly, it's a good throw from Zach Kolaros. It's an accurate one and really probably one of the only options he had in this entire play.
Under a minute to go. They have Sergio Castillo now as the kicker, remember. A big upgrade from what they had in the first two matchups.
Which was essentially me and you.
Exactly. Kolaros fakes the handoff. Pressure coming to him. Guns it. Oh, into traffic. Caught the 30 and down. It's Rashid Bailey. Oh, Kolaros hummed that into a window. Jeremy
Hold
Clark.
On, there's a fumble.
Thinks there's a turnover. All the
like,
Riders are pointing.
Like he fumbled it on the way down. I don't know if he was down or not.
The officials are discussing. The pile is being pulled. Deion Lacey has the football. The officials discussing it at the 28-yard line.
This would be huge because the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have done a good job driving the ball.
Could it be a fifth turnover forced by this Rider defense? Here comes the official.
The ball carrier fumbled the ball prior to being down with contact, and Saskatchewan recovered a football.
Unbelievable!
Wow. That's five!
Five turnovers forced by the Rider defense in the first half, and with 38 seconds remaining, they rob a near certain score. They rip it right out of the Bombers' hands. Will they challenge?
Couldn't happen to a better bunch of guys. And the replay, I was slow to see the replay here. They're going to show it. There's a few fans here that think that maybe this could be overturned, but the majority of them don't think that.
Mike O'Shea, you see him on the sideline. He is talking to the folks upstairs, looking for anything. His challenge flag on his left hip.
Yeah. If this was Dave Dickinson, he would have thrown it by now. Just saying.
Hearing from Zinger back in the studio that it's a very clear fumble, and the Riders have forced five turnovers in a half. Never in my wildest dreams What do they do? First and 10 from their own 28-yard line, 38 seconds to go. They'll fake starting the play, and they'll do it one more time. Willie Jefferson off super fast quarterback draw, 35, slides down and takes a hit for the head from
right
Brandon
call.
Alexander. Fajardo, and now everybody is mad at Alexander. That's a terrible hit. Fajardo slid feet first, and that is exactly why Fajardo says he likes going head first. He clearly gave himself up, and he took a shot to the head anyway. This will be a 15-yard penalty in favor of the Riders and set them up getting close to midfield.
So if the Riders can get in the locker room up 10 or 6 here, I love it. This is going to be the right call, by the way. Alexander comes in way too late, does lead with the crown of his helmet.
Terry Roughness, Winnipeg number 37.
Yep.
15-yard penalty and a first down.
See, and when Cody Fajardo says, I like going head first, that's exactly what he means. He goes feet first in that one, giving himself up, and he gets hit illegally.
We just saw in college football Pittsburgh's Heisman Trophy hopeful quarterback fake like he was going to slide and run it in for a 40-yard touchdown.
100%, but that's what Cody says. Yes, I'm giving myself up, but I make myself more vulnerable. 33 seconds to go. Ball first and 10 from the Rider 52. Can they find some points here? Six-man pressure. Fajardo looking deep. Doesn't have it. Tripped, and he fell. And the first guy to touch him will get credited with the sack. He's down at his own 46-yard line, and I believe Jonathan Kongbo is the man, no credit.
Yeah, Kongbo, he's learning from the vets here. In the cases of close sacks, if you're the guy who gets up dancing, the CFL is going to give it to you probably. So,
yes.
Good job by Kongbo there, trying to erase all doubt on whose sack that's going to be.
Second and 16 now, Riders from their 46. They need to just run this clock out.
Yeah, just don't force it right now if you're Cody.
There was 26 seconds on the time clock. With 20 on the play clock, they need to just run this out and make the punt the final thing they do. Fajardo looking a little quick one underneath McRoberts midfield. Tackled down. That's a pretty good tackle by Winston Rose at midfield. Third down Riders with 9 seconds left in the second quarter. Third, and this looks like it'll be about 7. So whatever they do here needs to be the final play of the second quarter.
Yeah, do you just take it and jump to a knee after a few seconds here, or do you run around with it and try to... Yeah, they're just going to throw it up in the air. This is dangerous, though. A lot of good defensive linemen. They're athletic out there on that field.
If you draw a pass interference call and a deep ball here, you get a free chance at a field goal. Fajardo, 7-step drop. He's going to roll out. He's just still dump it off underneath. McRoberts slipped, and it goes through his hands. Incomplete. That does not hurt the Riders at all as they get to halftime with a 10-7 lead on the scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. We'll break for Sastel, Redhead Equipment, and the good folks at Quality Tire. And oh my goodness, there's second quarter. There's halftime pushing and shoving again in a Rider game. They're dragging somebody out of that pile down deep in the Rider's end. Braden Lennius is irate at somebody. They're pulling a bomber back from a different scrum. This game is nasty, and it's close, and it is filled with good stuff for us to talk about at halftime. My goodness. Riders, 10-7 leaders halfway through the West Final. The halftime show next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.